This is Nayeli Alvarez, and you are listening to ASISU Speaks, where we showcase our brightest and most brilliant Bengals and amplify their roar to the world. This episode of ASISU Speaks was hosted by Christoph Kassoon, aired in the fall of 2019, and introduces how ASISU Speaks works.
This is Christoph Kassoon, and you're listening to ASISU Speaks. Today, I am joined by Nayeli Alvarez, junior in the CMP department at Idaho State, majoring in corporate communications with an emphasis in public relations and advertising. Nayeli is also a second-year ASISU senator representing the College of Arts and Letters, and is also the current vice president of the professional student organization, the ISU Advertising Federation. Hi, Nay.
Hi, Chris. Hi. Glad to be back.
Glad to have you again.
Thank you.
You know, I would say, and not to be throwing favorites or anything, but I think our shows for ASISU Speaks last year were my favorite.
Oh, agreed.
Hands down.
Not unbiased and everything.
Unbiased opinion, but you know, give me a little bit biased.
Let's be real.
So, my goal for this show today is to give students and faculty and community members and our friends and family a nice overview of what ASISU is all about. You know, I think when a lot of people hear the term, they don't really know what it means. And a lot of people just have a lot of misconceptions about what ASISU is and what we do. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a great, great time to kick off the year, kind of giving everybody a good grip on what ASISU is.
Exactly. Yeah. One of my first questions, one of the duties as an ASISU senator, the first thing is, what is ASISU?
Right.
When I'm standing in front of my classes trying to introduce myself. So let's get it all done now.
Let's get it all done now. So welcome to your first day of ASISU 101.
Class is in session, y'all.
Class is in session. Let's go. So, what is ASISU?
ASISU is the Associated Students of Idaho State University. And to put it in short, we're your student government.
Student government is a big part of it, but not the entire umbrella of ASISU.
Exactly.
Which we'll get into in a little bit. Who is a part of ASISU?
Everybody who pays the ASISU student fee.
Right. Which is it about $30 a semester now?
I think so.
Around that?
Yeah, it's around that.
Yeah, and that's a really good thing to clarify with the financial office. If you are a full-time employee at ISU, you don't pay that fee and you're not part of ASISU. So I would definitely look into that and make sure that if that fee is being paid, then
yes,
you can receive some of the rights and privileges and benefits of being part of ASISU.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Let's start first with the student government portion, because that's typically what everybody thinks about when they think about ASISU, right? The Senate, the President, the Vice President, right? So how many senators do we have and what are their responsibilities?
So right now we have 13 senators, a representative from each of the colleges. So our job as representatives is to manage the budget that we have based off of student fees.
Yeah. And senators have something, it's kind of like a checklist, and there's like a few things on it that they kind of have to complete every month. So they kind of do things like, well, they complete an office hour every week, which is just kind of hanging out in the office, just being there, being available. So if any students want to come in and ask questions, their representative is right there waiting for them.
Exactly.
We have to complete 2 field hours a month, which means, you know, just spending some time on campus, if it's at an event in your department, if it's an SAB event, if it's an event of your own, just go meet with your constituents.
Be visible, get that FaceTime in, let them know who you are and just like, hey, I'm here for you. I'm your representative.
Absolutely. Yeah, which is super important because a lot of students just don't really get the time to have that one-on-one time with their representatives.
Exactly.
And how can we really represent our constituents if we don't know who they are?
Exactly. So it's our job to make sure we're out there meeting you guys, answering any questions you have, making sure we're available in our office hours and also available at our open Senate meetings. Anyone is available to come in, come see what we're doing. We have question and answer time for our gallery. So if you want to talk about anything, please come in. We would love to have you there.
Absolutely. And when are ASISU Senate meetings held?
So ASISU meetings are held every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in the Shirley Sargent boardroom up on the 3rd floor of the sub.
Beautiful.
Right when you get up on the stairs or at the elevator, you'll see it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful boardroom that was built by our
former
ASISU president, Jessica Sargent.
Jessica Sargent, you angel. Thank you.
You angel. You know, it's such an incredible space. And for the first time in such a long time, ASISU Senate really has a home. We don't just have to be having our meetings in random rooms anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you guys don't even want to come up to see us, come up and check out that room. It is absolutely beautiful.
It is beautiful. Also, that room is available for reservation by any student organization and pretty much any department on campus. So if you ever wanted a nicer space to hold kind of a fancier meeting, it is always available through the scheduling office.
Mm-hmm. And there's also distance learning capabilities as well. Mm-hmm. So if you need to Skype in to Idaho Falls or Meridian, like the tech and audio employees are also there for setup.
Yeah, and do a pretty good job at keeping us connected to other campuses. Because we want to be connected. We want our other campuses to know what we're doing.
Exactly.
So we've talked a little bit about what the role of senators are. Let's talk a little bit about the role of the executives. So we have a president and a vice president every year who are elected separately from senators.
Exactly.
So what are their jobs? What do they do?
So the job of the president and vice president is almost mirroring our U.S. Congress and how it works. The president is basically just the face of ASISU. So he doesn't deal with any of the legislation. His job is to be the front face for ASISU. He's the one attending the state board meetings. Mm-hmm. He's the one who's sitting in the President Satterley's cabinet. Mm-hmm. He's the one who's basically just being the president, just being our face and making sure students know who he is and how we can help them.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And the vice president is more closer to the Senate side because the vice president is the leader of Senate.
Exactly. The vice president is the one who sits at the head of the table and keeps the meeting rolling.
Right.
He's the one who makes sure the meeting is running smoothly, everything's going by procedure. He makes sure every motions are heard.
Senators get recognized.
He's basically the one who presides and makes sure that the legislation branch is doing what they're there to do.
Yes, absolutely.
I also think it's very important for people to know the difference in powers between the legislative and the executive.
Yes.
Both branches run completely independently from one another.
Right. It's not necessarily a vertical distribution of power. It's more a horizontal distribution of power. They kind of coexist side by side.
Exactly.
What is the election process for ASISU representatives like?
If you want to run for ASISU, as long as you're an ASISU fee-paying member, anyone can run. So each college has a certain number of representatives that they can have. So for example, for me, for the College of Arts and Letters, since our college is huge, we're the biggest college on campus with over 20 different departments, including undecided majors. Mm-hmm. So for us, we have two representatives to represent the whole college. So the process is you have to go around and to people only in your college and get a certain amount of signatures, fill out the required paperwork, and then once you have all these requirements done, then you can start the election process.
Right. You're officially a candidate.
And so for the election, you are only basically marketing yourself in your college. You can only have people within your college vote for you. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately for me, I can have my friends in health sciences vote for me even though they want to.
Right.
Like, I'm voted in to represent for the College of Arts and Letters, so it can only be arts and letters students who vote for me.
Right. And the difference with the president and vice president election process is that because they are being elected by the entire student body, pretty much anyone in any college can vote for them.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's not mandatory that a president and vice president or senators run in parties, but that's kind of been the trend these past few years. We've had a few political parties kind of rise and fall, Orange Party, Pride Party, and those parties change pretty much every year. They change their stances, they change their membership. And parties are really kind of a good way for students to kind of band together and put together kind of a more efficient campaign.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also just a great way to get to know other people on campus who are just as interested in being a student leader like you.
Absolutely. So in many ways, ASISU runs just like
the normal Senate, normal
government.
Congress. Yeah.
Yeah, there isn't much difference, to be honest.
Yeah, we're just at a student level versus the entire country.
Right.
This is just step one.
Right, exactly. So we also have some appointed positions in ASISU. The Elections Commission, we have a Supreme Court, we have a Finance Officer. So what does the Elections Commission do?
So the Elections Commission is basically in charge of the elections process. Mm-hmm. They make sure the rules are set and fair. They tweak them and adjust them. And then they're the ones who basically monitor the elections. They're the ones who proctor the debates. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who tally the votes. They're the ones who do anything that has to do with elections.
Right. And their job really, by and large, is to make sure that things are being done fairly.
Exactly. Right?
So anything suspicious going on in terms of campaigning, it's kind of their job to step in and intervene and shut it down.
Yeah.
So we're making sure that people are being elected with integrity.
Exactly. Checks and balances, just checks like a normal government.
Absolutely. We also have a Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And what is their role?
So their role is to basically make sure that the senators, whenever they write legislation or passing legislation, that it's constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
ASISU has a constitution and some bylaws that we follow to a T. Supreme Court is there to make sure if there's like any disparities, if there's any confusion, or if there's any conflict, that we're in check.
Right. And the Supreme Court really is only activated when ASISU runs into like a major constitutional problem,
mm-hmm.
which from what I understand has not happened yet in ASISU history.
Woo!
Thankfully. Thankfully. But it's always really good to know that we have a team there that is kind of always being the watchdog and ready if anything really did go wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just a good reassurance to have that everybody's playing fair.
And we also have a finance officer, which is an appointed position.
Mm-hmm.
And what is their role?
So the role of the finance officer is to basically preside over the finance committee that sits within Senate, which we'll definitely get into a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
The finance officer handles all the paperwork that has to do with finance. They schedule line items to come into the finance committee, and they make sure that relationship is kept between ASISU and our line items, which we will also get into a little bit later.
Right. And the finance officer is kind of more an important position because that really is the person that is watching all of the money, this
mm-hmm.
million-dollar budget. The finance committee is definitely there to do that as well. But just because of the severity of that task, you really need somebody to be on top of it, and that to be kind of their only job.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about ASISU committees. So what are the ASISU committees and what do they do?
Okay, so ASISU is split up into three separate committees within the Senate. Last year, being my first year serving, I sat on all three committees. I also served as Senate Pro Temp, which is basically like the communication, the bridge between senators and the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
They're the organization. So the first committee, which is my personal favorite, by opinion, Diversity and Outreach. Diversity and Outreach is in charge of making sure all the other ISU campuses, including Idaho Falls, Meridian, and Twin Falls, feel included in everything that's going on the main campus, as well as for planning events and making sure all minorities on campus feel included in what's going on, making sure they have their voices heard.
So whether that's students of color, whether that's women on campus, whether that's people who are part of the LGBT community, students who have disabilities, veterans, you name it. The Diversity and Outreach Committee really is that group that ASISU has created to ensure that all our bills are passing that diversity test,
mm-hmm.
That the things that we're doing is accessible and convenient and will not harm minorities on campus.
Exactly. The second committee, Rules and Appointments, they're basically the watchdogs of legislation and within the group. So their job is to make sure any bills or legislation that gets passed, that it is completely constitutional and follows ASISU bylaws to a T.
Mm-hmm.
They're also the ones who approve appointments. So when the president goes to appoint Supreme Court officers or elections commissioners, Rules and Appointments is the ones who holds that interview and whether approves or denies them. And Senate is the one who confirms the nomination. So A&R has a pretty important job as well.
Absolutely. A&R really is kind of doing the work for most of Senate and vetting these candidates even a little bit more closely than the president might. And maybe catching things or asking different questions that will really let Senate know if this is really a good candidate or not.
Exactly. And then the last committee and the most important committee is a finance committee. The finance committee is composed of 7 senators, as well as the president, the vice president, and the finance officer. And their job is to balance the budget, make the budget.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who are handling the student fee money and making sure that gets delegated to all 12 of our line items.
The finance committee also handles things like contingency requests, so which is more or less the ASISU savings account and our kind of emergency fund. So when groups on campus who are in a pickle, you know, they're going to a super important conference, some of their fundraising fell through, they don't really have enough money to go, they can come to Senate and the Finance Committee and make a request for some of those funds. And then Finance will then either approve that and then take it to Senate to confirm or will deny it.
Exactly.
So apart from the ASISU committees that Senate serve on, we also serve on some university committees. So what are some of those and why is it important to have student representation there?
So some of the university committees that ASISU serves on is the Athletic Advisory Board Committee, the University Library Committee, Student Conduct Board, And the main reason for us to sit on this, all these committees have a student voice and a student representation on any decision that's being made. It's not just our upper administration making these decisions on behalf of students. We have those student voices there.
Right. So this is really where that job of being an elected official comes into play, because you're supposed to sit on these committees and bat for students as hard as you possibly can, because you're the only one there. So many times when I've been to university committees and I look around, not only am I the only person of color and the only international student, but the only student. So I have to now speak not only for my college that elected me, but for all students.
Exactly. And it's...
it gets difficult.
It gets very difficult.
It can be very difficult, especially when you come into conflict with administrators who don't see eye to eye with how students feel.
Mm-hmm. But that our job is to just keep batting, and eventually we'll come to that resolution. But as representatives, we're not giving up on students ever.
Never. We talked a little bit earlier about, you know, how most people, when they think of ASISU, they just think of the student government portion. But ASISU is so much more than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think in many ways ASISU is like a corporation.
Yeah.
Right? So let's talk a little bit about line items. So what is a line item, and what are some of our line items?
So our line items are organizations or groups on campus that ASISU funds with our student fees.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple examples of these are the Student Activities Board, the Bengal Newspaper, and KISU. The Student Activities Board, which is probably one of the most popular organizations on campus that most people will know, they're the ones who are in charge of putting on student activities, mm-hmm. making sure there's like fun events going on at all times, and that's funded by student money. The Bengal Newspaper is our student-led newspaper that is mm-hmm. also funded by us. If you haven't read the Bengal, you should go pick up a copy now, because it's
100%. The Bengal Newspaper released a beautiful summer edition, and it was full of articles and stories highlighting students on campus, talking about, you know, everything from the rebranding of ISU, just kind of a great resource for freshmen, for sophomores, for anybody coming onto campus to say and just wanting a quick overview of where we're at ISU right now.
Mm-hmm. And then KISU, which again, a little biased, one of my personal favorites.
One of my personal favorites.
Is the university radio station. And I'll actually let Christoph talk a little bit about it, since he's currently an employee.
And I mean, for all of you incredible members of the community who've been listening to KISU for so many years now, thank you so much for listening to us. You know, I only started working for KISU just about a year ago when I got the chance to host the show, ASISU Speaks. And just in the short time I've been here, I've grown to love this organization so, so, so much. I really believe that KISU is one of the most powerful tools that we have as a university, because it's how we connect to the community. It's how we connect to potential students. It's how we connect to potential faculty. It's how we get our names out there. And ISU is already so undermarketed. It's so undermarketed. And I think ASU for a long time has really just been doing a phenomenal job at letting people know what ISU is all about and how incredible we are. And I particularly love this show because it's really where we get a chance to show the world our incredible Bengals, to show them what we're doing and why we're so special and why this place is so different from any other university. So KISU was 100% one of our best resources. And I think as a university, we should be working a little bit harder to take care of this incredible resource.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit more about the restructuring of finance, because that's kind of a big thing that you started last year and now you get the chance to kind of carry through.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I am extremely excited to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So our finance committee, and how this works is every year at the end of the year, we do a budget hearing where we hear from all 12 of our line items. They come in and they have a 4-minute presentation to tell us how they spent their money during the year, their needs, their concerns, maybe things that are in their own departments that are a little bit broken down or mm-hmm. need like a little bit of TLC. And so our job as a finance committee is to reallocate that money where we best see fit.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I was particularly not excited with last year was just how much time it took to do procedural things that are already supposed to be approved. So for example, in our finance time, it either goes from 30 minutes to an hour. And we spend about, I'm going to say 75% of that time approving match deposits, which is already set by Senate. If a club meets a certain amount of requirements to gain club funding money, they get it. And so it was very tedious to just go around the room and have 9 people vote yes to something that's already going to get done.
Right.
And then by the end of that time, we had absolutely no time to deal with the actual budgeting.
Right.
So what I've done with the help of Lowell is we are moving that job, that duty of the tedious match deposits and anything that has to do with a procedural mm-hmm. goings. That's going to the financial technician now. So the finance committee now has plenty of time, and we'll be meeting with our line items once a semester for both semesters. So that when it comes time for the budget hearings, we already have a better relationship and we have a better feel of what our line items need from us and how we can help them.
Right. I like to think of it in many ways as finance is kind of the board of directors and our line items, our subsidiaries, right? And any corporation, your board of directors must look after their subsidiaries. You have to know who is working there, know what the employees are like. You have to know what programs and services they provide. You can't be making massive decisions over their entire budgets with no information. You haven't even visited their office. You don't even know what their office space looks like. So how could you possibly think you know enough about that organization to decide their entire fate based on their budget?
Exactly.
Right?
And so my whole restructuring plan, this will be done within the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. The bills are already in motion. And so I will make sure that we are going to work our absolute hardest to make sure finance runs in the most efficient way possible to manage our student fees in the most efficient way.
Mm-hmm. And my last question for you, Nai, what advice do you have for any students out there who might be interested in becoming an ASISU representative?
Come to Senate. Come talk to your representatives. Like, we are always so excited to talk to students about who we are, what we want to do. Every single senator on our group this year, and pretty much every year I've seen since I've been on ISU, they're full of such amazing individuals who have such creative ideas and have the power to do so. ASISU is whatever you want it to be. And for any senators listening to that, take that advice to heart. We can make ASISU whatever we want to be.
Me being a 33-year representative, it's a lot of pressure, because you're kind of the only one who really knows what's going on sometimes, and you have a lot of people turning to you and asking for help. But it's all part of the service, and the more that we can share our knowledge and our failures and our successes with them, the better that they're set up to succeed even harder than we ever did.
Exactly.
Right? Let them build on what we've done. Thank you so much for being here, Nai.
Yeah, thank you, Kristoff.
This is Nayeli Alvarez, and I will be hosting ASISU Speaks this year. Kristoff is back here with me in the studio to give me some advice to the incoming ASISU team.
So, welcome back.
Thank you.
Glad to have you back again. So, what advice do you have for the incoming ASISU Senate?
So, you know, I spent about 3 years in Senate, and I think some of my biggest takeaways are being a leader is doing what's difficult. Mm-hmm. You have to make really hard decisions, and I think you go into Senate and you don't always necessarily realize the stakes, how much money we do control and how much say and power we do have. And it comes with like great responsibility. You really have to like take the office seriously and realize it's a privilege to be in office and to have been voted into that seat by your constituents. And a lot is riding on you. So always take it seriously. Always be on your best. Be professional. You know, a lot of the times we can tend to get a little complacent, or, you know, we're just trying to check the boxes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in office love to check the boxes. And that's not why we're here. We're here to, like, break the boxes. We're here to rewrite the form.
Yeah.
You know, other bits of advice I think I had is mentorship is really, really important. I was brought into ASISU by one of my mentors, and now Senate is full of people that I've mentored and retained in the institution. So always remember, yeah, you're coming in as a fresh group with fresh ideas, but there is an entire like institutional legacy that you're building on. And a lot of the times, like every idea you have, one of us probably thought about it a few years ago.
Yeah, and tried to do it.
And whether it succeeded or it failed or whatever happened, it was a learning experience, not just for us, but for all future senators. So try to do a bit of research. Reach back out into the woodwork and find and talk to your previous ASISU ancestors, I would say, and get some advice, you know, talk to people on campus who've been involved with the institution over years and try and understand how the institution came to be and why things are the way they are now. Yeah, you can't just go and bulldoze in like churches and schools, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, we work with what we have and that's how we move the needle.
Yeah. Do you have any advice, I guess, for this unprecedented year, this weird year? Any advice to these senators who kind of have to lead the student body in a way that's never had to be done before?
It's a really great question. I mean, most institutions right now are drastically changing. Even ISU as a whole is undergoing like massive shifts, and we have to make very complicated decisions. For me, what I've taken away from the pandemic and just everything going on in the world in 2020, what do you value?
Mm-hmm.
What do you value? Figure out the answer to that question. And however, whatever complicated, messy, crazy, controversial decisions you might have to make this next year, at the end of the day, if you make them based on what it is you as a human being truly value, nobody can be mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you don't do that work and you do things and you're misguided and you're not in alignment. Like, know yourself. Know yourself if you want to survive this and be successful.
Yes, I think that's absolutely fantastic advice. ASIC is going to be sad to like see you go, but they had a great 3 years with you. Thank you for all your service. Thank you for everything you've done for this university, and thank you for everything you've done for the show.
Thank you so much. I mean, I really appreciate it. It's been a mutually beneficial experience. You know, like I learned a lot from ASIC and working with all the different line items and all of that stuff. But that's really important to me too. Yeah, I might have benefited other people, but you all rare benefited me.
Me too. This goes both ways. But thank you so much for being here, Chris.
Thank you. All right.
This is Nayeli Alvarez, and you've been listening to ASISU Speaks. Join us next week for another edition of ASISU Speaks on Friday nights at 7:30 p.m. For more information and all episodes, visit kisu.org.